Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. On the road with the Broncos tonight in Lincoln as Hastings gets set to take on Nebraska Wesleyan in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game is up first. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, kind of an important stretch here. We've got this ball game here tonight with Nebraska Wesleyan and come back with some ranked teams in Midland and Morningside, Concordia, and Briar Cliff. So a big stretch for us during the season.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at the schedule and I'm not sure that there's a stretch that isn't a big one now with 12 games left. You know, we're coming to the end of the first round of the conference play. We'll have seen everyone after we play Midland and tonight, obviously, Nebraska Wesleyan. So, you know, then we'll play everyone again. And that second time around is always a challenge. And just like in the first round, we start off with a nice chunk of really challenging teams. So it's we're looking forward to it, but we need to take care of business tonight first.
You got to be happy with where you're sitting right now, 6-2 after maybe the first round here.
Yeah, you know, when we started off with the loss at home with Northwestern, and then a game or two later we drop one to Morningside, that was probably our low moment, you know, and since then we've been just getting better and better, so we're excited about finishing out this first round and then kind of looking forward to seeing where we stack up against some of those teams in the second round.
Yeah, we haven't lost since that Morningside ball game. It seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does seem like a long time ago, and yet I think it's still pretty fresh in our minds that that game was a wake-up call for our team and just understanding how good we were going to have to perform on the court to be able to compete with some of the best teams in our conference. And so that was one of those games that was it's you never want to lose, but that was good for us in the sense of making us realize that it was going to be a challenge.
No doubt about it. You're going to be a heavy favorite in this ball game here tonight, and you've got those big ball games a week away and 2 weeks away. How do you keep the team from looking ahead to those games and looking past our opponents tonight?
Well, you know, we kind of had a game like this a few weeks ago when we played York College, and I think that, too, is pretty fresh in our kids' minds, and we reminded them throughout, the preparation for this game that you've got to respect every opponent, and you can't overlook anybody. We did not perform very well at York, and I think our kids realize that it's just as much about us and what we're trying to do and improve on and get better at as it is, you know, our opponent. And so we need to approach every game, you know, like it's a Morningside or a Concordia or whatever, and just, you know, stay focused on the game that's in front of us. Otherwise, you don't end up where you want to be later on in the season.
Picking up a win over the weekend on the road up in Mitchell against Dakota Wesleyan, 81-45, played maybe your most complete game we've seen in a while.
Yeah, we had a lot of kids play really well that game. Obviously, Laurel kind of got us started, and she was hard for them to stop, obviously. Tough matchup for any team, but especially Dakota Wesleyan had a hard time with her. And then, in the second half, Cammy and Jamie and you know, we had great shooting from lots of other players. But obviously, when those three have double-digit high-scoring games, we're going to have a good day.
Laurel's winner was the National Player of the Week this week in NAIA Division II. Had 20.6 rebounds against Dakota Wesleyan the game before against Southwestern. 18 points and 11 rebounds with a couple of blocked shots. She seems to be getting stronger and stronger as the season wears on.
Yeah, you know, and what's great about it is people obviously know who she is, and they're scheming. And she's doing a great job of being strong and posting and making herself available, even when teams already have a strategy of what they're going to do to try to slow her down. I think it's a great award for Laurel, but more importantly, it's a huge just compliment to our team, because obviously, Cammy and Jamie have both had GPAC Player of the Week honors also this year, and every time we are able to get those, it's a team thing. You know, Laurel's got to have somebody get her the ball, and she makes people around her better, and they make her better. there. And so, you know, it's a sign of our team's success. But Laurel has been phenomenal. And you know, not only is it strength-wise, but she's finishing well. She's crashing the boards. She's able to guard a lot better on the perimeter. All those things make a really tough matchup.
As we make our way through the season, actually, she's being seen more and more by opposing coaches. Are teams starting to play her a little differently as this season wears on?
Well, we'll see more and more. Obviously, she's drawn double teams a lot. Teams kind of start out thinking that maybe they'll just guard her one-on-one, and then they realize pretty quickly that that's not going to happen. And so they're bringing double and triple teams, which obviously opens up the perimeter for us. And that inside-outside attack has been huge for us. And we'll continue to see, you know, teams are going to try to keep her from getting the ball and you know, keep her from, and when she touches, not allow her to do much with it. If you notice against Dakota Westland, I mean, they were bringing a double on the catch. Laurel's a great passer, though. So if you're going to bring a double, you know, she's going to probably find the open guy. And our team's done a great job of putting themselves in the right position to be able to attack, you know, when they do double and triple team her. So, when you have somebody who can score it and pass it, it makes it tough.
We knocked down 10 three-pointers in the ball game against Dakota Westland, and then also out-rebounded the Tigers by a pretty wide margin in that contest, 46-31. So those numbers there really spelled defeat for the Tigers.
Yeah, you know, we shot the ball well, and that was something that we knew they were going to dare us to do, and we were able to knock some of those down. And then rebounding, you know, that's been kind of one of our themes all year long. If we can create more scoring opportunities for ourselves and the other team, we're obviously going to have a chance. We've got to be able to stop people. We've got to be able to get stops in especially big moments, and we've got to be able to crash the boards and get second chance opportunities on offense and secure the rebound on defense. And we were able to do all those things, and you throw that in with some transition. I really felt like we did a great job of pushing it at Dakota Westland time after time, making sure that we were forcing them to get back and made them a little bit hesitant to crash the boards.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Nebraska Westland as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Good
morning. Here we go. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College head women's basketball coach Gary Hofstetter as Hastings College gets set to take on Nebraska Wesleyan tonight here in Lincoln. No secret that Wesleyan is struggling, 1-11 on the season. They're 0-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Won their first game of the season. They've dropped 11 games since. But a team that's got some people on this team that if they get hot could cause us some problems tonight.
Yeah, you know, they're young and they're playing pretty probably carefree, I'm assuming. So those are both scary things, especially when you're at their place and that's the first thing. The second thing is they're young and sometimes young is equals ignorance, you know. So they don't even know to be scared or to be, you know, worried about an opponent. But they definitely have, you know, some talented players. Tecolsti, number 24, is a really good scorer. And they've got a good post player that's a freshman. They're young. They're going to be better, you know, as the second half of the season gets going. You know, they're also adjusting to a new coach, which is obviously a transition. So, dangerous team that can hit the three. They have a lot of big guards that like to spin and finish in the paint. So, we'll definitely have a challenge in making sure that we guard tendencies and making sure that we box out and do the things that we're supposed to be doing, being fundamentally sound defensively.
Yeah, we mentioned Tchaikovsky. She's averaging 16 points per ball game. They got a couple of post players right around 6 foot tall that averages about 10 points per ball game. So they got plenty of scores. You guys just really got to take care of your own business tonight.
Yeah, you know, they have a tendency to turn the ball over, too. So we'll try to, you know, help that matter a little bit, especially in the backcourt. Maybe try to press a little bit and create some opportunities for some transition buckets. But yeah, we've got to guard their two or three main scorers and make sure that we're solid defensively. Again, it's one of those games where you got to do the things that you've been doing, and you don't approach it any differently than any other game. And if we do those things, then we'll be fine. But we definitely need to guard and rebound, cover up the three-point line. I think they're eighth in the country in made three-pointers.
Are these games tough to play as a player? We've been in Nebraska Wesleyan before, and you experienced maybe the same things back in your playing days. They weren't very good back then. Are these games tough to play as a player?
Well, I think you either have two kinds of teams show up. You have a team that shows up that isn't taking the game seriously, and then you end up obviously not playing very well. And then you have other kind of teams who are mature and who understand kind of where their situation is, where they're sitting in the conference. It's another opportunity to play, and those kind of teams they just approach it like any other game and end up winning by a huge margin and working on things that they need to work on and getting better. So my hope is that the second kind of team shows up. And we've talked some about that and making sure that, every game is an opportunity. We have several seniors on our team. They only have 12 games, regular season games left to play. So, we've talked a lot about making sure that we don't take anything for granted and that we're ready to go every game.
Talked about being worried about yourself. What are some of the things you guys want to get done besides a victory tonight? What are some of the things you guys want to get done tonight?
You know, as much as we've been doing things well, there's still things that we need to improve on. And one of those I would say is once in a while we'll waste a possession. You know, we'll come down on offense and not maybe be sure what we're running or not execute it, you know, sharply and get the shot that we want. When we play great teams, we're going to have to be able to execute sharply and make sure that we're taking the shots we want to take and controlling the game that way. And so, That's something we're focused on tonight. And the other thing is just, again, I say this every time, Mike, but making sure that we're communicating defensively, making sure that we limit our mistakes and take care of, you know, their transition opportunities and limit the easy opportunities that they may have in a game. And so all those things are things that we'll continue to work on and try to perfect.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. We just had the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball action here tonight. Hastings College getting set to take on their Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, a women's men's basketball doubleheader Women's game up first. Hastings coming in ranked number 10 in the country. They're marked 15 wins and 2 losses on this season. They've won 9 games in a row, including Saturday's win over Dakota Wesleyan on the road, 81-45. Broncos are sitting at 6-2 in conference play. Nebraska Wesleyan just the opposite. They won their first game of the season. They lost 11 games in a row since then. Nebraska Wesleyan sitting at 0-7 in the conference as we get set to go here tonight in women's college basketball. The starting lineups tonight brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. One thing for Hastings, one of our leading scorers, Jamie Van Kirk, is going to try to sit out the ball game tonight as she continues to nurse mononucleosis. So she's going to be an emergency player tonight. She will not play initially. Chanel Farmer gets to start in her place, a 5'7" freshman out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Cammy Bruckman gets a start, 5'9", a senior out of Silver Lake. Abby Jackson, 5'6", a sophomore from Hastings St. Cecilia. Frankie Peterson, 5'9", a senior out of Cambridge. And Laurel Zwiener, the NAIA National Player of the Week. Zwiener, a 6'4" junior out of Pleasanton. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they will go with Cassandra Salsky, 5'9", a freshman from Colorado Springs. Courtney Cook is a 6-foot sophomore from Overland Park, Kansas. Also getting a start will be Amanda Diaz, 5'11", a freshman from Arvada, Colorado. Felicia Tolsky is 5'9", a sophomore out of Firth, Nebraska. And Bridget Boucher is a 6-foot freshman out of Hickman, Nebraska. So a young basketball team here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in Hastings at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Here's Bruckman on the opening tip, drives it right to the hole and scores. Cammy Bruckman scores for Hastings, get the Broncos on the scoreboard, and bam, just like that, 2-0 is the score. We played about 20 seconds. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in. Solsky hitting a field goal there for Nebraska Wesleyan. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. So a couple of quick field goals here to start off the basketball game. Here's Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Puts it up there left-handed. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Amanda Diaz. Diaz running back the other way for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves have lost 11 games in a row. They lost the other day on Saturday, losing to Mount Marty here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. It's 2-2 right now. Here's a pass that's going to be thrown out of bounds. That's been one of their problems. It's been turnovers. They've been averaging 24 turnovers per ball game, forcing 18 on the other end. Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that's hitting 37% of their field goals. That is last in the conference. They're also last in the conference in three-point shooting at 23%. Next to the last in free throw shooting at 66%. We're tied up at 2 points apiece early in the ball game. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball on the wing on the right side. Nebraska Wesleyan starts off with a man-to-man defense. Bruckman with the ball at the top of the key. Moves it over to Peterson on the wing. Back out to Bruckman trying to penetrate. Bounce pass goes to Peterson. Drives the baseline. Kicks it out to Bruckman. 4-3. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound is lost out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings basketball, I do believe. No, they're going to give it to Nebraska Wesleyan. Boucher had her hands on it inside there for the Prairie Wolves. She lost it out of bounds, but they give it to Nebraska Wesleyan, so the Prairie Wolves will come back against some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings wants to force the tempo in the ball game here tonight. They're going to put a lot of pressure on Nebraska Wesleyan because they are turnover prone. Here's Amanda Diaz with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Runs it back into the offensive zone, dribbles to the near sideline, picked up by Chanel Farmer. Here's a Solsky with the ball. Solsky goes inside to Boucher. She goes to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Zwiener. Zwiener has got it for Hastings College. Gets the ball ahead now to Frankie Peterson. The Chanel Farmer shot is up and in. Peterson gets the assist. Farmer gets the field goal. 4-2 is the score now. Hastings College out on top by 2 points here in this basketball game. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back with it. Here's a lob pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected. A turnover picked up there by Hastings. Broncos have the early 4-2 lead here in this one. Hastings comes back into the forecourt. Bruckman has got the ball. Bounce pass goes to Zwiener. Right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes back to Bruckman. She drives it. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Bruckman has the rebound. She loses it to the near side. It's going to be picked up by Bruckman here. She fights for the ball. Now her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Tolsky. Spins in the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Traveling violation. Felicia Tchaikovsky grabs the ball away, took to the other end of the floor, but she's called for the traveling violation. Third turnover already on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ballgame. 4-2 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Women's college basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS, where it's Snyder Arena on the campus of Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings sitting at 15-2 on the season, ranked number 10 in the nation this week, according to the NAIA Division II poll. Here's as Wiener spins, puts up a shot off of the window. It's going to be no good. Hastings having a tough time finding the range here early in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has got it down the far sideline. Diaz gets it into the offensive zone. That's the Tchaikovsky with the ball. She drives it to the baseline underneath the hole. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Amanda Diaz. She drives to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Amanda Diaz scores. And we are tied up at 4 points apiece. Hastings comes back quickly with the ball. Farmer goes inside to Jackson. Kicks it back out to Chanel. Bounce pass goes back inside. That's a Zwiener with the ball. With her back to the basket. Kicks it out here. Abby Jackson takes the ball down on the baseline. Down to a Zwiener. Her shot from 10 is up there and in. Laurel Zwiener scores the NAIA Player of the Week this week after her great performances against Southwestern College and Dakota Wesleyan in the last two ball games. 6-4 is the score now. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Now another turnover. It's picked away by Zwiener. Her pass down to four goes to Farmer. Her driving layup is no good. Peterson grabs the rebound, but she's out of bounds. So Farmer misses the driving layup. It's rebounded there by Peterson, but she was out of bounds. And the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Alexis Albert. Albert comes in. Albert is a 5'2" freshman from San Luis, Colorado. 6-4, Hastings College with a 2-point lead. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the basketball. Diaz has got it as she goes to the far sideline now. That's going to be Albert with the ball. Albert gets it down in the corner. That's a Bridget Boucher. She drives the ball to the hole. She loses control of the ball and is picked up here by Frankie Peterson. Frankie Peterson brings it back 3-on-2. Bounce pass comes over here to Jackson. Shot good, and she's fouling the play. Abby Jackson gets one to go down for Hastings College, and she's fouling the play by Amanda Diaz. Diaz picks up her first personal foul, first team foul on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the first half of play. They're going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Abby Jackson, 67% foul shooter in the season. She is 19 out of 28 from the foul line. Shot is up there and in, a three-point play at Hastings College. Is out to a 9-4 lead early in this one. 15 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Here's another pass that's going to be deflected away and is picked up by Hastings. Coming back is Frankie Peterson. She drives on a 3-on-2 breaker shot. No good. She draws a personal foul. So now Peterson goes to the free throw line. Amanda Diaz picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 2 on Nebraska Wesleyan. And that's going to send Frankie Peterson to the free throw line. Hastings is the best free throw shooting team in the conference this week. They're hitting 75% of their foul shots so far this season. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Frankie Peterson. She's an 81% foul shooter herself. She's now 31 out of 38 from the free throw line. Hastings College out to a 10-4 lead. Here comes a second shot up there by Peterson. It's good, so she drains a couple of free throws. Hastings leading now by a score of 11-4. Broncos applying pressure. Here's a Lauren Ziegebein into the ball game now for Diaz, who's got a couple of personal fouls. Now we got a traveling call in backcourt. Hastings applying the pressure. Alexis Albert approaches the 10-second line, and she's calling for the traveling violation. That's 7 turnovers already in Nebraska Wesleyan. We have not yet played 5 minutes here in the ball game. Here comes Kylie Ashley into the ball game now for Wesleyan. Ashley, another 6-foot freshman from Kent, Washington. They don't have a senior. They got one senior on the basketball roster. And that is it. Mostly sophomores and freshmen playing here for first-year head coach Brittany Frett. They are 1-11 on the season, 0-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And here's Jackson. She throws the ball away. Jackson throws it into the nickel seats in the far sideline. First turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. That's not what Carrie Hofstadter wants to see tonight. That's a sloppy performance out of her team as they play the cellar dweller, so to speak, here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Ziegenbein has got the ball. She has her pocket picked now by Farmer. Farmer drives it. Bounce pass now to Peterson. Her shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson gets the field goal. Farmer gets the assist. That's 8 turnovers already in Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings is out to a 13-4 advantage here. Basketball action from Snyder Arena in Lincoln tonight. And basketball action here on 1230 KHIS. Lauren Ziegenbein has got the ball here. She works against Farmer. Ziegenbein moves it to the right sideline. Now brings it back to the center floor. Drives it down the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Farmer is going to be hit with a personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Farmer, the first team foul on the Broncos. That's going to send Lauren Ziegenbein to the free throw line. She's an 85% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 6 out of 7 so far for the Prairie Wolves this year. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one rattles off of the front iron. No good. She'll get one more. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson. Coming out will be Laurel Zwiener. So Sierra Williamson, a 6-foot sophomore out of Broomfield, Colorado. Into the ball game now for Hastings. Ziegenbein's next free throw is up there. That one is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Peterson. 13-4 is the score. Hastings out on top here. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Courtney Cook. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball. They send it to the far sideline. That's Ziegenbein with it now as she brings it up against Abby Jackson. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Ziegenbein with the ball on the right side of the floor. Bounce pass comes out here on top now to Alexis Alberts. Albert brings it over here to the left wing. Courtney Cook trying to move it inside. The ball is deflected away. It's saved by Peterson right in the hands of Cook. Her shot is up there no good. Now the ball is out of bounds. That's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. Frankie Peterson saves it from going out of bounds there, but it was right into the hands of Courtney Cook, who misses on a point-blank shot there. The left side of the basket, that wouldn't go, and then the ball swatted out of bounds. That's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. Autumn Zenon is into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Chanel Farmer. There's a long pass out here to Tikalski. He wheezes down the way, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Now he jump ball is going to be called. Boucher grabs the offensive rebound, but she's tied up on the play. The other official popping in here, and he calls a personal foul. So instead of a jump ball, we're going to have a personal foul called here on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number two on the Broncos. Cassandra Solsky comes into the ball game again for Nebraska Wesleyan, replacing Tikalski. Wesleyan played things in on the far sideline. They're trailing the ball game by a score of 13-4. Cassandra Solsky has got it now. High right side. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Ziegenbein with the ball. Lauren Ziegenbein takes it to the hole. Her left-handed shot is up there. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings College ball. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 13-4 is the score. Hastings College out on top here. Early in this basketball game, Autumn Zenon has got it. Comes out to Abby Jackson. Jackson now to Cammie Bruckman. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Ziegenbein. Lauren Ziegenbein will bring things up for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dressed in their white and gold uniforms here tonight. The Broncos in their visiting black, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected by Bruckman. But the ball is picked up by Solsky. Moves it over to Boucher now. High right side. Boucher looking inside the lane. She dumps it off in the lane. There's a shot up there and in. You have a field goal there to Courtney Cook as she gets her first field goal of the ball game. Back the other way is Breckman. Her shot is no good. Now we got a jump ball and the rebound as Sarah Williamson is tied up in the play. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alex Edwards. Going out is going to be Frankie Peterson. So kind of a shaky start for the Broncos here in this one. And now Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout here. 12 minutes and 57 seconds to play. We're in the first half at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 13, Nebraska Wesleyan 6.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Other games going on tonight in women's college basketball. You've got Dort playing at Morningside. Concordia is at Midland. Dakota Wesleyan is at Northwestern tonight. And Briar Cliff is at Mount Marty. Grace University is playing a non-conference game against Doan. Earlier in the ball game, Hastings College is hitting only 5 out of 13 shots for 38%. Nebraska Wesleyan, 3 out of 7 for 42%. Hastings, 0 out of 1 on three-pointers. Nebraska Wesleyan has not yet attempted a three-point shot. Rebounds right now, Hastings has got 4. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 9. So Hastings getting out rebounded early, 9-4, including 2-1 on the offensive end. Hastings has got a couple of turnovers in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has already got 8. The score is 13-6. Hastings College with the lead here over Nebraska Wesleyan. Women's college basketball tonight. Here's Bridget Boucher with the ball. High left side. Boucher gives the ball away. This is going to be a Solsky who goes back inside of Boucher. Shots will be blocked down. Boucher picks it up on the baseline. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Edwards grabs it. Alex Edwards for Hastings gets an Abby Jackson. Gets the ball ahead now to Autumn Zenon. 12-footer is up there good. Autumn Zenon scores on the transition. That's her first field goal. She's got 2 points, and Hastings is out to a 15-6 lead here in women's college basketball. Pressure in backcourt. Breckman knocks the ball out of bounds. Knocking that ball loose from Felicia Tokolsky. Into the ball game now is going to be Alexis Albert for Nebraska Wesleyan. Going out is going to be Lauren Ziegebein. 12 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Hastings is led from the opening tap. The score is a 15-6 right now as we approach the 12-minute mark here in this first half. Here's Solsky with the ball. High right side. Hops inside the three-point circle. Hands the ball away now to Courtney Cook. Her shot for the short baseline is up and in. Courtney Cook hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. 15-8 now. Nebraska Wesleyan within 7 points here in this one. Here's Autumn Zenon with the ball. It's Cammy Breckman deep in the corner. Alex Edwards dribbles once, sends the ball inside. It's deflected, but it's picked up by Williamson. Outside is Zenon for three. Shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. Last touchdown there by Williamson of Hastings College. So the Prairie Wolves will play things in here in backcourt. They are still winless in the conference at 0-7. Although they played a good ball game against Mount Marty on Saturday, they were actually tied up at halftime of that ball game, but then lost it down the stretch. It's 15-8 right now. Nebraska Wesleyan trailing Hastings. Here's Alexis Albert with the ball. Finally brings it across the 10-second line, but not soon enough. Just as she steps it into the offensive zone, the officials blow the whistle. A 10-second violation in backcourt on Nebraska Wesleyan. That's their ninth turnover here in the ball game. And the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Chelsea Morton. Morton comes in. Abby Jackson goes out. 11.5 to play here in the first half. Hastings 15, Nebraska Wesleyan 8. Here's Cammy Breckman with the ball. She drives it toward the hole. Her shot off the window is up there and in. Breckman, the seventh best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. She's averaging 16.7 in the season. There's a Boucher inside. Her shot is up and in. That was too easy, and Carey wants to call a timeout. Bridget Boucher just grabs the ball and scores easily. Nobody around for the Bronco defense. Carey wants to call a timeout to talk things over here. 11 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 10.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Halfway through the opening half in women's college play. We got the men's game coming up at 8 o'clock here tonight. There's Breckman for three. Her shot is up and in. Just from the left side of the lane there, Cammy Breckman nails a three ball for Hastings out of the timeout. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings has doubled the score, now 20-10. Driving, foul's going to be called. So 20-10, Hastings has got the lead. Now we're going to have some free throws coming up here for Nebraska Wesleyan as Alexis Albert takes the ball to the hole. The personal foul is going to be called on Alex Edwards of Hastings. That's the first foul on Edwards. Here's a shot by Albert. Her free throw is going to be no good. She's a 57% foul shooter. Again, this team is second to the last in the conference in free throw percentage at 66%. Next shot by Alex Albert is up there and in. So it's a 20-11 ball game now. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Zenon drives the ball all the way to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Williamson had the rebound. She lost it. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. Here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ball game for Hastings. Going on, it's going to be Cammy Breckman. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Autumn Zenon triggers things in to Williamson. Spins in the lane. Then the other way. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being swatted around, picked up on the baseline here. It's going to be a Boucher with a rebound. She gets it away now to Solsky. Solsky now to Alexis Albert. As she hustles it back the other way for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves are down by 9. 20-11 is the score. Here's a Tokolsky with the ball. Sends it inside now. Twisting and turning is Boucher. She can't put up a shot. Goes over there to a Solsky. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Her shot's going to be up there no good. Rebound Cook. Follow shot is going to be no good. Rebound is finally lost out of bounds. And they give the ball to Hastings. Lost out for the fingertips of Alexis Albert. She was fighting for it down there with Edwards of Hastings. But Albert loses the ball out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Hastings 20, Nebraska Wesleyan 11. Women's college basketball action for you tonight from Snyder Arena here in Lincoln. Here's Chelsea Morton with the ball. Comes out to Zenon at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Farmer open for three. Takes the shot. It's going to be short. No good. Morton with a rebound. Chelsea Morton keeps it alive for the Broncos. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Sends it inside to Williams. Center shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is lost out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. Farmer was down there for the Broncos. Couldn't corral the ball there, and it goes out of bounds. Tylee Ashley comes into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Going on is going to be a Bridget Boucher. 20-11 is the score. Hastings up by 9 points here. We're halfway through the opening half. 9:36 to play here at Snyder Arena. Coming back with the basketball is going to be Alexis Albert. Albert comes to the near side and now drives it behind his screen. Moves it back to the center of the floor. Farmer all over her. Now knocks the ball into the backcourt. Farmer picks it up. On the turnover, Farmer having problems with it. As the ball's knocked loose, it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. Good job there defensively by Alexis Albert. She had her pocket picked. And then she comes back and jars the ball loose from Chanel Farmer. And Farmer loses the ball out of bounds. The second turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Hastings 20, Nebraska Wesleyan 11. Alexis Albert with the ball. Comes to the near sideline. That's going to be a Salsky. She takes it down to the baseline. Picked up by Zenon. There's a pass inside. It's going to go to Albert. She's got to back out of there. She's among tall timber there, giving away several inches. Driving the ball to holes at Tikalski. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener into the ball game, picks up the rebound there. Edwards has got it now. Two-handed pass. Goes to the far side. Chelsea Morton takes it to the free throw line. Morton gives it up now to Zwiener down low, and her shot is up and in. Zwiener gets the field goal to go down. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 22-11. Hastings College has doubled the score again on Nebraska Wesleyan with 8.5 minutes to play here in this first half. Here's Wesleyan with the ball shooting to our basket to our left here as we view it from the side court. Here's Ashley with the ball. Ashley goes over there to Solsky. Solsky gives it to Courtney Cook, and she drives it into the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Edwards. Outlet pass goes to Zenon. Zenon runs it back quickly into the offensive zone, hesitates, now drives it into the hole. Her shot's blocked out of bounds. Zenon took it into the hole, but her shot is blocked out of bounds there by Courtney Cook of Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes Diaz back into the ball game. Here comes Ziegenbein back in now for the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings will play things in with still 22 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. She will inbound it out to the far sideline to Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Zwiener. Circles around, takes it to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Courtney Cook. Hastings not shooting the ball very well here in this one here tonight. Here's a Tikalski with the ball. She's their leading scorer for Nebraska Wesleyan. Gives it to a Courtney Cook. Courtney in the lane, has it swatted loose, and is picked up here by Jackson. Turnover number 11 in Nebraska Wesleyan. Jackson goes to Farmer. Hesitates it at the top of the three-point circle. Drives it to the goal. Her left-handed layup is up and in. So now Farmer now with a couple of field goals and 4 points. And now Wesleyan head coach Brittany Frett wants to call a timeout. A timeout here for Nebraska Wesleyan. 7 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings has got a 13-point lead. It's the Broncos 24 and Nebraska Wesleyan 11.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Lincoln tonight with Hastings College basketball. The Broncos with a 13-point lead. Nebraska Wesleyan facing some pressure here in backcourt. Ashley comes on the near side. The ball's going to be intercepted by Jackson. Takes the ball. The whole shot is up and in. Abby Jackson gets the steal in backcourt and scores. Jackson now with 4 points in the ball game. 12 turnovers on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with a 15-point lead, 26-11. Wesleyan comes back. There's a long-range jumper from the corner. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson of Hastings. Peterson gets the ball down to Jackson. Runs it down the near sideline. Quickly into the offensive zone. Wide open is Peterson. Her shot for three is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Nebraska Wesleyan. Riley Ashley with a rebound. Gets it to Diaz. Diaz hustles it into the forecourt. Now to Lauren Ziegenbein. Ziegenbein brings it back to Diaz at the top of the key. Sends it inside. Spinning away is Ashley. Her shot is up and in. Allie Ashley spins away in the lane. They got her the ball, and she scores easily. First field goal in the ball game for Ashley. 26-13. Hastings leading by 13. Here's Chelsea Morton with the ball. Out to a Farmer at the top of the key. Brings it back here. There's a long-range jumper put up there by a Morton. It's going to be an air ball. It's saved from going out of bounds, though. Frankie Peterson gets it to Jackson. Jackson down to Morton. Down to Farmer. It's on the baseline from 10 feet away. It's good. So now Farmer now with 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. Hastings again leading by 15. This matches their biggest lead of the first half at 28-13. Now a whistle here in backcourt. And a foul is going to be called on Chanel Farmer. Farmer picks up her second. Here comes Holly Samuelson into the ballgame now for Hastings. Going out will be Farmer. Hastings traveled with 16 players here today. So we're expected to see a lot of folks in the ballgame. Jamie Van Kirk will not be one of those unless the Broncos need her on an emergency basis here tonight. One of the leading scorers for the Broncos, nursing mononucleosis, and she's been given the night off here by head coach Kerry Hofstetter, unless an emergency pops up here. Here's Ziegenbein driving the ball to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Lauren Ziegenbein, as she angles in from the left wing to the goal. It's now 28-15. Here's Zwiener. Her shot's up there, partially deflected. It's no good. Rebound Zwiener. Follow shot is no good, but she's hacked in the arm. And Laurel Zwiener now goes to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Foul into play by Kylie Ashley of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Prairie Wolves. Zwiener to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Zwiener is number 3 in the conference this week in free throw percentage. She is knocking down 86% of her foul shots. Now 76 out of 88 from the free throw line, and she tacks on one more. Zwiener has got 6 points here in the first half. It's 30-15. There's a pass down the far sideline. It's out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Turnover number 13 on the Prairie Wolves. They average 24 per ball game. 5:47 to play here in the first half. Hastings 30, Nebraska Wesleyan 15. Broncos ranked number 10 in the country this week. They're on a 9-game winning streak, looking to add to that total here tonight. Samuelson has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side out to Jackson. Down to Chelsea Morton on the right side. Cross-court pass goes to Samuelson for 3. Shot is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Morton as she chases it down in front of the Prairie Wolves bench. Morton has got it again. Takes it down to Peterson. She works the baseline and her shot off of the window is up and in. Frankie Peterson now with 6 points in the ball game. Hastings leading 32-15 here in this one. There's a Tikalski. Her shot over Peterson is no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Chelsea Morton runs the break back the other way. 3-on-3. Morton back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass goes to Peterson. Down in the corner. Samuelson for 3. Shot in and out, and it falls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Zwiener. Her shot is no good. Rebound Zwiener. Her shot is up there and in. 3 shots in the hole. Laurel Zwiener finally gets the field goal to go down. She's got 8 points in the ball game. It's now 34-15. The Broncos have the lead here over Nebraska Wesleyan. Amanda Diaz with the ball. Gets it to the center of the floor to Ziegenbein. Brings it into the offensive zone there against Jackson. Ziegenbein pulls up on the wing on the right side, deep in a corner. Here's Cook. Her shot for 3 is up there, no good. Ball is lost out of bounds by Cook, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Back into the ball game for Hastings will be Williamson. Back in for the Broncos will be Autumn Zeenan. 34-15, Hastings College has got the lead here in this one. We were tied up at 4 points apiece. Then Hastings rattles off 9 straight points to go out on top 13-4, and the Broncos have not looked back. Hastings now leading 34-15 here with 4.5 minutes to play in the first half from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Autumn Zeenan with the ball. Now to Cammie Breckman, who's back into the ball game. Breckman stops at the free throw line, goes over to Williamson, drives into the basket. Her right-handed shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson gets it out to Samuelson, a whistle. And we've got, a shot clock situation here. They had it reset. They're going to put 11 up on the shot clock. So a problem with the shot clock. They'll reset that now with the 11 seconds left on that, baby, and 4:13 to play on the game clock. So Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. Autumn Zeenan will play things in for the Broncos. Gets it into Samuelson. Holly Samuelson with the ball. Dribbles with it. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Spins. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose again. It's down here in the baseline. It finally goes out of bounds. The officials look and they will give the ball to Hastings, I believe, as they will play things in. Yeah, Broncos are playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Autumn Zeenan will trigger things in for the Broncos. There's a shot off of the baseline. It's up there, no good by Breckman. Again, the ball is swatted out of bounds. Hastings ball. The Broncos have another shot at things here. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 34, Nebraska Wesleyan 15. Zenon will play things in, out to Samuelson, who hands it back to Cammie Bruckman at the top of the key. Takes the three-pointer, shot good. Nope, they're going to just give her a two. Her foot was on the line. Cammie Bruckman nails a long two-pointer. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 36 to 15. 3:44 to play here in the first half. Here's a Zickenbein with the ball. Now we got a whistle, and we have got a foul on Hastings. A personal foul is going to go on Samuelson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on the Broncos. A non-shooting situation. Hastings will stay here on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan will plant things in. Diaz from underneath their own basket finally gets it in. A shot right on the baseline is up and in. That's a Courtney Cook getting the field goal there for Nebraska Wesleyan. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, 36-17. Hastings with the lead. Broncos with the ball. Bruckman has it down low on the left side of the lane. Breaks it back out to Autumn Zenon. Across the top to Peterson. Now to Samuelson here on the near sideline. At the elbow is Bruckman. On the right side, 200 pass goes to Peterson on the baseline. Drives. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands. And the ball is picked up here by Zickenbein. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball, trailing 36-17. Amanda Diaz back into the offensive scoring zone. Her pass down in the corner is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Bruckman. She comes back 3-on-2. Bruckman takes it to the hole and scores. Gammy Bruckman now with 11 points in the ball game for Hastings. And the Broncos lead by 21. It is 38-17. Pressure again, and we want a timeout. Nebraska Wesleyan wants to talk things over here. Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. Wesleyan all with 14 turnovers here in the first half against the Bronco defense. Timeout here with 2 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the first half. The score, Hastings 38 and Nebraska Wesleyan 17.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College hitting 16 out of 41 from the field so far for 39%. Nebraska Wesleyan 8 out of 20 for 40%. Wesleyan 0 out of 2 on 3-pointers. Hastings just 1 out of 7 for 14%. Hastings 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Nebraska Wesleyan 1 out of 4 from the stripe. Hastings now out-rebounding Nebraska Wesleyan 22-16. The Broncos have the lead 38-17. Three turnovers for Hastings in the first half, 14 for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos out on top, despite shooting only 39% so far in the ball game, 14% from three-point territory. 38-17, Broncos with the advantage. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball following their timeout. There's a Solsky taking it down the right sideline. Gets it into the hands now of Bridget Boucher, who's back into the ball game for the Prairie Wolves. Who hands it away to Tikalski out here in three-point territory. Inside the free throw circle, there's a lob pass inside. It's going to be deflected away, but a foul's going to be called. Going to lob the ball down to Bridget Boucher, and the foul's going to be called on Alex Edwards of Hastings. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Tikalski will get it in down there to Boucher. Right side of the basket spins, but it's their left-handed and scores. Bridget Boucher scoring there for Wesleyan. She's got 2 field goals and 4 points. 38-19 is the score. There's Alex Edwards with the ball for Hastings to Cammie Bruckman. Now to Autumn Zenon. Over here to Holly Samuelson on the right side of the lane. Out to Bruckman. Lobs it inside to Williamson. Down in the corner to Samuelson. Shot for 3. Good. Holly Samuelson knocks down a 3-pointer. She had been hitting only 14% from 3-point territory. She cans one there from the deep right corner. That is 41-19. Hastings with the lead. There's a Courtney Cook with the ball. Courtney comes over here to Alexis Albert. Puts it on the floor and dribbles back to the center of the floor now for Nebraska Wesleyan. A skip pass goes over to Solsky in the far sideline. Solsky comes out here into three-point territory to Boucher. 9 seconds in the shot clock. Boucher takes it to the free throw line. Gives it away now, driving to the hole. There's a dump pass down to Courtney Cook, and her shot is up and in. Courtney Cook gets her 4th field goal of the ball game. She's got 8 points. Hastings now leading by 20. It's 41-21. Autumn Zenon sends the ball inside. The ball tipped away from Williamson. 4th turnover on Hastings. Here comes Albert with the ball. Nice pass down there, and the shot is up no good by Courtney Cook, but a foul is called. Alexis Albert leading the break back the other way to Courtney Cook, and she's fouling the play. And now we'll have some free throws. Autumn Zeenan picking up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Courtney Cook. 75% foul shooter for Courtney Cook, and she cans her first one. She'll have one more. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. Here comes Chelsea Morton back into the ball game now for Hastings College. 41-22 is the score. The Broncos have the lead with a minute and 22 seconds to play here in the first half. Next shot is up there by Courtney Cook. It's going to be good. 41-23. Hastings coming back with the ball now. Here's Autumn Zeenan. Zeenan, right-handed dribble. Brings it into the offensive zone over here to Holly Samuelson. Free throw line extended right side. Samuelson sends it inside to Williamson. Kicks it out on the left wing. There's Zeenan. Their shot for three is going to be no good. Boucher had to rebound. She lost it. It's going to be safe from going out of bounds. Now they knock it off with a leg and Williamson out of bounds. Good job there by Courtney Cook. Ball's going out of bounds and they knock it off with a leg of Williamson. So it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan playing the ball in here in backcourt as they get it to Ziegenbein. Over there on the far side, she brings it back to the center of the floor, brings it in the offensive zone now against Chelsea Morton. On the high right side, with the basketball over there, is going to be Cassandra Solsky. Gets it out to Ziegenbein. Free throw line extended right side. 10 seconds on the shot clock, and Allie Palming violation. Ziegenbein moving the ball across the top of the key from right to left. Is it with a Palming violation? That's 15 turnovers now on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with an 18-point lead. It is 41-23. As the Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Adam Zeenan has got the ball. Zeenan, right-handed dribble into the forecourt now. Starts off right, now left. Goes over there to Chelsea Morton. Behind the screen from Williamson. Morton drives the ball. Can't put up a shot. Chelsea in trouble. Not as Zeenan. Takes it to the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Shot is up there and it's good. They wanted to pop out of there but catches the front lip and down through the hole it goes. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings again leading by 20. 43-23. Here's Albert with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Into the forecourt, goes over to Solsky. Behind the screen, Solsky dumps it off inside to Boucher, and she's hitting the play and a foul called. Boucher set the screen, rolls down the lane. They got her the ball, and she's going to be hitting the play. We're going to have a one-and-one situation now for Bridget Boucher. The personal foul is going to be called on Holly Samuelson. That's going to be her second. Boucher goes to the free throw line. She is 75% from the line this year. Their shot is up there. It's going to be no good. 6 seconds. Hastings has the rebound. Frankie Peterson down the near sideline. Frankie Peterson takes it to the baseline. 10-footer is up there. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play here tonight at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. So we were tied up at 4 points apiece. Hastings College goes on a 9-0 run, and we have not seen the Prairie Wolves since as Hastings has maintained their lead. The Broncos have the advantage at halftime. It's Hastings 43, Nebraska Wesleyan 23. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct. Behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at HastingsTribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with a lead here at halftime. The score is 43-23. The Broncos and the Prairie Wolves were tied up at 4 points apiece early. Hastings goes on a 9-0 run to go out on top 13-4. Broncos got out to a 10-point lead at 20-10, and Hastings is dominating this first half of play. Not playing a great first half here tonight, but good enough to beat Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves have fallen behind by 20 points here at the break. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, now you can enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with Easy carry outs. Walk in, drive up, and you can take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. In the first half of play, Hastings getting 11 points by Cammy Bruckman so far. Bruckman has knocked down 1 3-pointer, and she's got 4 2-point field goals. So Bruckman leading the way. She has got 11 points. Laurel Zwiener, she has got 8 points. Zwiener has got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Frankie Peterson has got 6 points. She's got 2 field goals. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Janelle Farmer has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Abby Jackson has got 2 field goals, and she's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 5. And also scoring in this first half was Holly Samuelson. She has got a 3-pointer for 3 points. Hastings College 5 out of 5 on free throws so far here in this ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan is being led by Courtney Cook. She has got 10 points in the ball game. Courtney Cook has got 4 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Not much else for the Prairie Wolves. Bridget Boucher, she has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Cassandra Solsky has got a field goal for 2. Amanda Diaz has got a field goal for 2. Lauren Ziegebein has got a field goal for 2 points. She's 0 of 2 from the free throw line. And Kylie Ashley has got a field goal for 2. Alexis Albert has been in the ball game. She's hit 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Nebraska Wesleyan from the line in the first half, 3 out of 7. So Hastings College has a 20-point lead over Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime. It is Hastings 43 and Nebraska Wesleyan 23. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half, Hastings hitting on 40% of their field goal tries here in this one. They are 18 out of 45 for 40%. Nebraska Wesleyan actually hitting a little bit better percentage. They are 10 out of 22 for 45%. Hastings 2 out of 9 on 3-pointers for 22%. Nebraska Wesleyan 0 out of 2. Hastings 5 out of 5 in the free throw line for 100%. Nebraska Wesleyan 3 out of 7 for 42%. The rebounds right now, Hastings with 23. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 18. Hastings with 12 offensive rebounds and 11 on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 3 offensive rebounds and 15 on defense. Hastings has turned them all over 4 times here in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan with 15 turnovers in the first 20 minutes of the ball game. No block shots and 9 steals for Hastings College. 1 block shot and 3 steals for Nebraska Wesleyan. Leading rebounder for Hastings so far in the first 20 minutes was Laurel Zwiener. He has got 5 rebounds. And the leading rebounder for Nebraska Wesleyan, Courtney Cook, she has got 4. Bridget Boucher has got 4 points. You're listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show here tonight from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. The Hastings College women's basketball team with the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan at the break. The score is 43-23. Stick around. Tyson Nevronic is coming up next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. And we got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Good morning.
Here we go. Pepsi. Live for now.
When you look at the recipe for a great rivalry, 3 things come to mind. History.
Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College here tonight.
Kearney and Hastings really dominated the basketball scene in Nebraska for at least 10 to 15 years, without any question.
Proximity.
Hastings College will start off in their man-to-man defense. We are underway. Lopers have the ball for the first time tonight.
But when you go back in time, both schools in the NAIA, very close proximity. The recruiting ground, coaches were everywhere. Any school that you went into, it was Kearney State, or it was Hastings College. Which one did you want to go to? Because once you went there, you didn't like the other school.
And a passionate fan base that keeps the fire of the rivalry alive.
Hastings College picking up a big win here tonight over Nebraska Kearney. They go on the road and they beat NCAA Division II Nebraska Kearney here tonight.
Welcome to the Road to Rivalry series as we take a look at the past and present of Hastings College basketball with former and current coaches and players. Today's show is brought to you by Hastings College, and we'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Mike Will, the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, reminding you that on January 12th, Hastings College will celebrate the legacy of Coach Doc Farrell in a game against longtime rival Nebraska Kearney.
As Hastings College celebrates the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 1963 team, the college continues to be ranked one of the best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu. Welcome back inside the KHS Radio Sports Studios. We are at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Joining us on the line for our Road to Rivalry series as we continue to highlight the upcoming January 12th matchup between the University of Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College. We continue to talk about the past Bronco basketball players, basketball coaches, and talk about the future of the basketball program as well. Joining us on the line, we are pleased to be joined by Tony Hobson, a former player and women's coach here at Hastings College. First of all, Coach Hobson, appreciate the time.
Hey, no problem. It's good to be with you today.
Coach, let's talk maybe just a little bit about your time spent at Hastings College, and of course, most notably is your time spent as the women's head coach and the incredible run that you had with those women's teams in national tournaments and some national championships. Reflect on maybe just a little bit as far as what coaching was like at Hastings College.
Well, I was there for 8 years, and the first year I was there, I was an assistant for Ken Rodas, and we were just kind of transitioning into his retirement, and it was just a good situation because I was familiar with a lot of the people. Some of them were still there from when I was a student and played, and Ken Rodas made it an easy transition for me because he's just a good guy to work with. So Once we finished that first year, then, the following year, we had a good team. We brought a couple transfer kids in that had played for me in junior college, and things worked out well, and we had some good players there to begin with, and we won our first national title that first year. So it was also a transition period for our facilities because the first year we played in Kiewit, and then the second year I was there, we played in the new arena. So it was kind of an exciting time, and we had a nice 7-year run there and won a lot of games and had a lot of good players and things go through the program. So definitely an exciting time, and it was great to be a part of.
Within that run, is there any memorable, moments for you as a coach? One moment maybe that sticks out above some others in that 7-year run?
Well, there were so many of them. It's hard to pick out one, but I do remember that first year that we were in the national tournament. We were playing for the title, the final game, and I think about the 7-minute mark, we were down 11 points, and we were not playing very well. I mean, we were playing like a tired team, like somebody who's played 5 games in 6 days, which is exactly what we had done. It's hard to play your best. But I do remember thinking to myself, we might not ever get back to this game. You know, we might not ever play for another national title. Hastings had never came close to being in a title game before. I said, we're going to blow our chance. We got a chance to win it here, and we're not playing very well, and we might not ever get a chance to do this again. And so, I think back on that, and I think, I guess I was wrong. We were going to get some more chances, but at the time, it just seemed like, boy, we're letting one slip away. But we made a great rally and finally took the lead inside of a minute and held on to it down the stretch.
Once again, Tony Hobson joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. It's the Road to Rivalry Series as we get set for the upcoming matchup against UNK. Let's flash back to maybe your time spent at Hastings College back in the 80s. I believe you were in the class of 81. Talk about what the atmosphere was for Hastings College basketball back then.
Well, you know, not only for the Kearney game, because the Kearney game was crazy. I remember as a junior, I was a junior college transfer, so I played 2 years at Hastings College. But as a junior, I remember heading over to the gym about 6 o'clock. Our game was at 7:30, and I remember seeing people lined up way past a block past the library. So it'd be two blocks to get in to get the general admission tickets that were still left at Kiewit. So I saw all those people. I said, wow, this is a deal here. You know, it's just a totally different situation. So it was just a great atmosphere. The place was always packed. When we went over to Kearney, the Cushing Coliseum, the old place, was seated about 5,000, and that's how many people were in there. It was also full. So great rivalry. We played them 6 times in 2 years. And we split with them during the regular season both years. We beat them at home. They beat us there. And then we played on neutral courts back then to go to the national tournaments. Mm-hmm. And we played. We came down to the final two both years, Kearney and us. And we ended up losing to them both years to go to the national tournament. So some great games and good memories. Very exciting time for basketball at Hastings College.
Once again, Tony Hobson joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. It's the Road to Rivalry Series. As we sort of wrap things up, Coach, first of all, wanted to congratulate you. Your coaching success has continued since you've left Hastings College, now over at Fort Hays State. And I understand you picked up a big victory this past December, 500th career win, excuse me. So congratulations on that. But talk about just how things have going since you left Hastings College.
Well, they're going fine. I'm in my 6th year down here now, and it's a different level. I mean, we're Division II, and the scholarship level's different, and the competition is really stiff. We have a very, very tough conference, and we struggled the first couple years trying to get things turned around, and it just takes time. I mean, you saw Carrie go through it last year with the women's team, and she's really flipped that thing over quickly. And anybody that's surprised by that really doesn't know Carrie that well. I'm not surprised at all. I kind of expected it, but she's done a great job. But we went through the same thing at Fort Hays State, only it lasted a couple years. And finally, we've got to turn it around. We've won 20 games or over 20 games the last 2 years, and we can only schedule 26. So, you know, if you can have a 20-win season at the Division II level, it's a good benchmark. So we're 8-1 right now and playing pretty well. We have another good team, so we hope to advance even further this year.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure to talk with you on the Hastings College Spotlight. Once again, congratulations on picking up win number 500 for your coaching career, and thanks for spending a few minutes with us here on the Hastings College Spotlight and reflecting back on the past at Hastings College, and we look forward once again to this upcoming game on January 12th against the University of Nebraska-Kearney. We really do appreciate the time and wish you the best of luck in your future.
Well, you're sure welcome, and it's my privilege to be with you.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Hastings with a lead now, 45-25, driving down the lane and scoring there. For Nebraska Wesleyan to get things started here in the second half is Courtney Cook. Courtney Cook now with 14 points in the ball game, 45-27. Just underway here in the second half. Hastings out on top. Here's Zwiener with the ball. Zwiener puts it up off of the window. The shot is off of the mark. No good. Ball being tapped around. It comes out here to Tokolski as she loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Cook. Out of Boucher. Shot is up and in. Bridget Boucher scoring there for Nebraska Wesleyan. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 45-29 now. Hastings College with a lead. We're down 18 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings down to a 20-point lead by halftime, despite shooting only 40% from the field and 22% from three-point territory. Here's Bruckman, throws up a three. Her shot is up and in. Gabby Bruckman now with 14 points in the ball game for Hastings. She's the seventh leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 16.2 points per ball game. 48-29, Hastings College with the lead. Here's a steal now by Frankie Peterson. Peterson grabs it. She drives. Her shot is up there. Good. Frankie Peterson gets the steal at the 10-second line, takes it the distance and scores. Peterson now with 8 points in the ball game. It's turnover number 16 on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ball game. 50-29, Hastings College with the lead. Here's a Courtney Cook with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Goes over in the wing on the left side. That's going to be Tokolski. Takes it in the lane, spins, puts up a shot. It's off of the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson of Hastings. Frankie Peterson takes it to the right sideline. Abby Jackson. Jackson's pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Boucher getting her hands on it there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Down to the scorer's table, checking in now for Wesleyan will be Kylie Ashley. Ashley coming in. Coming out is going to be Courtney Cook. 17:41 to play in our women's contest here tonight. Hastings leading by a score of 50-29 as the Broncos play things into Zwiener. Shot's going to be up there, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Tokolski for the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. She will bring things up now against the Chanel Farmer. Tokolski takes it down the left side of the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down from behind by Farmer, and Farmer picks up the personal foul. So now Farmer picks up her third personal foul here in the ball game. Team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Felicia Tokolski. She's their leading scorer, averaging 16.1 points per ball game, but she's got just 2 points and a field goal so far tonight. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. Tokolski is a 5'9" and sophomore out of Firth, Nebraska, played at Norris High School. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good, so she hits one out of two. Hastings has got a 20-point lead. It is now a 50-30 ball game. Abby Jackson with the ball into the offensive zone now for Hastings College. Jackson comes over here to Cammie Breckman, takes the ball down into the baseline, spins, left side of the lane, puts up a shot, it's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, it's picked up by Breckman, and her shot is up and in. Cammie Breckman picks up the trash in the lane. Amanda Diaz had the ball there for Wesleyan, but lost it. Breckman, Johnny on the spot there, picks it up and throws it down through the hole. The Broncos now leading by 22, 52-30, just by the 17-minute mark here in this basketball game. From Snyder Arena here in Lincoln, here's Boucher with the ball. She drives and she's going to be going to the free throw line now. She is fouled into play. Frankie Peterson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second. So now Bridget Boucher goes to the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Boucher is a 75% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It is good. She's now one of two from the free throw line. Hastings now leading by a score of 52-31. The Broncos looking for their 10th straight win here tonight. Next shot is up there by Boucher. It's going to be good. Nebraska Wesleyan looking to break an 11-game losing streak here tonight, but they got a long way to go. They're down by 20 points here in the second half. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Sends it inside now. Zwiener spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot and hits it. Laurel Zwiener now with 12 points in the ball game, 54-32. The Broncos out on top. Here comes Amanda Diaz with the ball. Diaz drives the ball against Farmer, stops, puts up a 12-footer. It's off of the back iron, no good. Zwiener had the rebound. It was knocked out of her hands, and a foul's going to be called. A personal is going to be whistled here on Cassandra Solsky. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the second half of play. Here comes Williamson back into the ball game now. Zwiener will come to the bench. Hastings 54, Nebraska Wesleyan 32. Broncos now facing some pressure from Tokolski back here in the backcourt. Abby Jackson brings it into the offensive zone. There's a feed over the high right side to Chanel Farmer, to Cammie Breckman, out of Jackson. Free throw line extended left side. Nebraska Wesleyan in a man-to-man defense, and now a 3-second violation. Sierra Williamson caught in the lane. A 3-second violation on Williamson. That's turnover number 5 on Hastings. 54-32, Broncos have the lead. Hastings applying pressure again here in backcourt. Here's Alexis Albert, who's back into the ball game. She'll bring things up down the near sideline. That double team here on the near sideline. Albert trying to get away. The ball is knocked loose and is picked up by Hastings. Cammy Breckman gets the ball to Jackson, shoots and drives and scores. Jackson gets the field goal as the Broncos turn over Nebraska Wesleyan here at the 10-second line. That's 17 turnovers on Nebraska Wesleyan, 56-32. Here's Diaz driving the ball down the lane, and she's fouled into play. Amanda Diaz took it right down the paint here and draws the personal foul into Broncos. The personal is going to be whistled on Farmer again. That's going to be her fourth. So now Chanel Farmer with four personal fouls. Amanda Diaz goes to the free throw line. Diaz has got 2 points so far in the ball game on a field goal. He's a 61% foul shooter on the season, and the shot is up there and in. And in the ball game now will be Chelsea Morton. Coming out is going to be Farmer. So Chanel Farmer down to the bench with four personal fouls. Into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Courtney Cook. Going out with Bridget Boucher. So Cook back into the ball game for Wesleyan. She's a 6 foot sophomore from Overland Park, Kansas. Amanda Diaz at the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Diaz hits a pair. And the Hastings lead is now 22 points. 56-34. Broncos have the ball back into the forecourt. Here's Abby Jackson with it. Jackson, bounce pass, goes over to Breckman. Free throw line extended right side. Breckman hops back. Her long-range jumper is put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson on the baseline, and she's fouled in the play. Abby Jackson with an offensive board there, and she's fouled in the play. Alexis Albert picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first team foul, number three on Nebraska Wesleyan. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in. Jackson lobs it out here to the elbow, left side of the lane to Breckman. She backs up, puts it up there in the lane. Her shot no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And now Breckman goes to the free throw line for Hastings to shoot two. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Amanda Diaz. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number four on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings led this game at halftime by a score of 43-23. It's now 56-34. The shot from the free throw line by Breckman is going to be no good. Hastings will have a week off now. They won't play again until next Wednesday when they take on nationally ranked Midland back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Breckman, so she misses a pair. And the rebound comes down to Nebraska Wesley. And so 56-34, Diaz has got the ball to the far sideline to Tulski. Her shot for three is no good. Long rebound. Jackson grabs it. Jackson looks up. One-on-three break. Jackson now throws up a three from the left side. Her shot no good. Rebound is battled for. Frankie Peterson comes out of there. Frankie dribbles out into three-point territory. Sends it to Breckman. Inside now to Williamson. Puts it up there. Shot's blocked down, but a foul is called. They got the ball to Williamson right in front of the hole there, and she is fouled into play. It's going to go on to Kylie Ashley. That's going to be her second. And that's going to send Sierra Williamson to the free-throw line. Williamson has not scored here tonight. She's a 62% foul shooter in the season. As she misses from the charity stripe, she is now 20 out of 33 from the free-throw line this year. Here comes Bruckman out of the ball game for Hastings. Autumn Zenon comes in. 56-34, Hastings College with the lead. Next shot by Williamson is up there. That one is good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line, 57-34. Here's Diaz with the ball in backcourt. Hastings attacking. They get the ball into the 10-second line to Cook. Brings it into the offensive zone. Dribbles it into the lane. Her shot from 12 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson. Peterson down the right sideline. Peterson holds the ball. Now to Autumn Zenon at the top of the key. Sends it inside to Williamson. She mishandles the ball, and the Broncos turn it away. Courtney Cook grabs the ball here from Nebraska Wesleyan as the Prairie Wolves run back the other way. Here's Alexis Albert with the ball. Albert gets it out here to Courtney Cook to the far sideline. Now to Amanda Diaz. Gets around Zenon. Puts up a shot off the baseline and scores. Amanda Diaz got around Autumn Zenon. Looking down to the baseline and scores. And a little short jumper from the left side. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 57-36. Hastings out on top by 21 points. Here's a Chelsea Morton with the ball. High right side. Comes out here to a Frankie Peterson. Down to Zenon. Zenon on the wing on the right side. Zenon holding the ball. Open. Takes a long-range jumper. Good. Left open out there just inside the ring. Adam Zenon hits her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points in the contest. 59-36. Hastings College the lead. Here's a Morton going for the steal. The ball is knocked loose. Chelsea Morton grabs the ball at the 10-second line. Morton now drives the ball. Nice dish to Zenon. Shot is up there. Blows the layup. Rebound is loose. Morton has it again. Chelsea Morton comes back out to Jackson. Throws up a three-pointer. That shot's going to be no good. Rebound Zenon. Zenon dribbles out into three-point territory. Sends it down in the corner. Chelsea Morton has got a two-handed pass. Comes over here to Peterson. Peterson takes the ball in the hole. Goes up for the shot. No good, but she's fouled in the play. Again, the Broncos with three shots in the hole there. And finally, they draw their personal foul. They'll go to the free throw line now to try to tack on some more points there. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Courtney Cook. That's the first one on Cook. Team foul number six on Nebraska Wesleyan. Peterson to the free throw line. Shot is up there. It is good. Frankie Peterson now with 9 points in the ball game. Here comes Cassandra Solsky into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Going out will be Alexis Alberts. Frankie Peterson back to the line. Her shot is up there. That one rims off. It is no good. And the rebound comes down here to Courtney Cook. Gets it into the hands of Amanda Diaz. Down the near sideline. Picked up by Abby Jackson. Diaz comes out in the three-point territory to Courtney Cook. Cook hands it away to Solsky. Tries to bring it back to Cook in the lane. The ball is deflected. Zena down on the floor, battling for it. Finally, a jump ball is going to be called. And now Autumn Zena is going to be hit with a technical foul. Autumn Zena is going to be hit with a technical foul. She was battling on the floor there with Courtney Cook. And Autumn Zena, a little extracurricular activity, is going to be hit with a technical foul here. So Nebraska Wesleyan is going to shoot some free throws, and now the official is going to talk with Kerry about that. 13 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Autumn Zena and Courtney Cook getting a little scramble down there, and Zena gets it with a technical foul. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up and in by Courtney Cook. She's now got 15 points in the ball game. She'll have another shot here. Hastings now leading by a score of 60-37. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Courtney Cook hits a couple of free throws. And now we're going to have Alex Edwards coming into the ball game. Also, Holly Samuelson coming in. Zenit is going to come out of the lineup now for Hastings College. And also coming out would be Frankie Peterson. Now the officials trying to figure out what's going to happen here next. They've already shot the two technical foul shots. That's going to be team foul number four on Hastings, so no additional free throws here. It's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 60-38 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead, so Wesleyan, following the technical foul, will play things in from underneath their own basket. They'll get it over here to the near sideline to Solsky. Cassandra Solsky has got the ball open in three-point territory. Now they got a foul called. Away from all the action, it's going to go on Hastings. A personal foul is going to be called here on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number five on Hastings. The Nebraska Wesleyan again will inbound the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket. 12 minutes and 58 seconds to play in this one. And now Wesleyan will play the ball in. Trailing by a score of 60-38. Amanda Diaz looks, comes over here to the near side. Solsky has got it. Open for three. Takes a shot over Samuelson. Air ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Abby Jackson. Right-handed dribble down the far sideline. Jackson pulls up out here in the three-point territory. Jackson lobs it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Williamson. The ball is intercepted. Turnover number seven on Hastings College. Here's Amanda Diaz with the ball. Hustling down the near sideline. Diaz out here in three-point territory. Holds it now. Down in the corner to Courtney Cook. Trying to drive the baseline against Edwards. Can't do it. Comes out to Diaz at the top of the key. Drives it down to Lehner. Shot is up and in. Amanda Diaz now has 7 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 20-point lead, 60-40. Here's Abby Jackson at the free throw line. Comes over here to Samuelson, deep in the left corner. Her shot for three is no good. And a rebound comes down here to Kylie Ashley. Ashley gets it away. Here come the Prairie Wolves, down by 20 points at 60-40. Lauren Ziegebein has got the ball. She works out here against Morton. Ziegebein goes over to Courtney Cook. She gets around Edwards, and a foul is going to be called on Alex Edwards of Hastings. That's going to be the third foul on Edwards. That's going to be team foul number six on Hastings. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Adam Zenin. Coming out will be Abby Jackson. 60-40. Hastings has got a 20-point lead. The Broncos led at halftime by 20 at 43-23. Wesleyan trying to mount a little bit of a threat here in this second half of play. That play is being held up momentarily. 12:01 to go here in the ball game. Wesleyan will play things in from underneath their own basket. Amanda Diaz will get things in. Right underneath the hole. Here's a shot put up there and in. That's Ashley, Kylie Ashley with a field goal. And now Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout as they have cut the Hastings lead down to 18 points. We've got a timeout, 11 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Wesleyan 60, rather Hastings 60, Nebraska Wesleyan 42.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College hitting 24 out of 59 from the field so far. 40.7%. The Broncos 3 out of 13 from 3-point territory for 23%. Nebraska Wesleyan hitting 47% from the field. They're 16 out of 34. They still have not made a 3-pointer tonight. They're 0 out of 5 on threes. Nebraska Wesleyan here in the second half hitting 6 out of 12 from the field for 50%. 20 turnovers in the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings College has got 7. Broncos have the lead here, 60-40. Women's college basketball from Snyder Arena in Lincoln tonight. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will play the ball in here in backcourt. Nebraska Wesleyan going to apply some pressure now as they've cut the Hastings lead down to 18 points. Autumn Zenon will bring the ball up here for the Broncos, brings it into the forecourt. Bounce pass goes in a high post. That's Williamson. Out to Zenon now. Throws up a three-pointer from the left side. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves have the ball, trailing by 18 points. Here's Salsky with it now. Gets it to Diaz down the right sideline. Picked up there by Adam Zenon. Out in three-point territory to Courtney Cook. Cook gets it to Cassandra Solsky. Bombs it back inside to Cook. Tries to shovel the ball away to Boucher. It's deflected. Picked up by Cook. She goes for the hole. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's fouling the play. A foul here is going to go on Chelsea Morton of Hastings. That's going to be Morton's first. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So now we're going to have some free throws. Courtney Cook will go to the free throw line. She's got 16 points in the ball game. Megan 17 as that one goes straight through the hole. She is now 5 out of 5 on free throws. 60-43. Hastings with a 17-point lead. Second shot is up there. It is good. Out into the ball game is going to be Cammie Bruckman. So Cammie Bruckman comes into the ball game at the 11:22 mark. Bruckman comes in. Chelsea Morton checks out. Hastings with a 16-point lead, and now he throws the basketball away. Alex Edwards trying to inbound the ball. Looked like Holly Samuelson was going one way, and the ball came the other. Here comes Frankie Peterson into the ball game now. Alex Edwards will come to the bench. So 60-44, Nebraska Wesleyan mounting a little bit of a threat here in the second half of play. Prairie Wolves will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. This is Amanda Diaz getting the ball right into the lane. Then to Courtney Cook. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Zwinner. The ball recovered by Zwinner. Her pass down to floor is going to be knocked out of bounds. Trying to get the ball on the break down there to Holly Samuelson. The ball is knocked out of bounds on the far sideline. So now Hastings has the ball on Laurel Zwinner's blocked shot. Zwinner is 8th in the country in blocked shots coming into this ball game. She had 34 of them. We got a couple here in this ball game. Here's Adam Zenon with the ball over to Samuelson. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound on the weak side. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to, let's see, the officials looking at one another. We're going to have a foul called down there. A foul is going to go on to Courtney Cook. That's going to be her second. So a rebounding foul on Courtney Cook. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Frankie Peterson. She's got 9 points in the ball game. She is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and down through the hole. Frankie Peterson now with 10 points in the ball game. That ties her season high. She also put up 10 points in the contest earlier this year against Dort. Now she hits her second free throw. That makes the score 62-44. As Frankie Peterson now has a season high 11 points here in this ball game. There's a Boucher with the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes over there to Salsky. He moves it to the top of the key. Now behind the screen. Moves it to the right side. Dumps it away in the lane to Courtney Cook. Drives the ball down the lane. It's going to be no good as he goes up for the shot. Rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson of Hastings. Gets it away to Autumn Zenon. She drives. Dishes off to Zwiener, and she's fouling the play, and she goes up for the shot. Amanda Diaz picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth foul for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to send Zwiener to the free throw line. Laurel Zwiener is 4 out of 4 from the stripe so far tonight. She is number 3 in the conference in free throw percentage at 86%. Zwiener will have a couple of shots here. She was mauled in the act of shooting. Her first one is up there and in. Zwiener has now got 13 points in the ballgame. Hallie Ashley comes into the ballgame now for Wesleyan. Here comes Alexis Albert into the contest as well. Courtney Cook checks out. Also coming out will be Amanda Diaz. 10 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings out on top by a score of 63-44. Next shot by Zwiener is up there. That shot is good. Oral Zwiener cans a couple of free throws. The Broncos again with a 20-point lead. Now here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Zenon got her hands on it here as the Broncos are applying the pressure here in backcourt. It's already forced Nebraska Wesleyan into 20 turnovers here in this ballgame. Wesleyan will play things in. Alexis Albert has got the ball. Starts off to her left. Now comes to the near sideline. Nearly travels in backcourt. Now she does. Kind of a late whistle there, and a traveling violation is called on Alexis Albert. Turnover number 21 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings will play the ball in right in front of the Bronco bench here on the near sideline. Frankie Peterson will get things into Zenon. Hastings with a 20-point lead, 64-44. Approaching the halfway point of the second half. Here's Samuelson. Goes inside down to Zwiener. Puts up a shot left-handed. That one's too strong. Rebound comes down to Ashley. Kylie Ashley with the ball to the far sideline. Now to Cassandra Solsky. Solsky brings it up the far side. Brings it into the offensive zone. Lobs the ball inside. Going for the hole. It's going to be Buescher. The ball's going to be stripped away and is picked up by Hastings College. Zwiener has got it. Zwiener gets it away to Autumn Zenon. Free throw line jumper put up there and in. Autumn Zenon scores. Autumn has now got 8 points in the ball game, and it's 66-44. Again, the Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt where the ball is Alexis Albert. Albert bringing the ball to the near sideline, weaves her way up the floor. Nearly palms the basketball. Now the ball's poked away by Frankie Peterson. Picked up by Zenon. Now to Peterson. Drives. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Samuelson. Holly Samuelson has got the ball outside. Now to Cammie Breckman. Breckman at the top of the key, fires up a three ball. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Solsky. Solsky has got it now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Under 10 minutes to go. Hastings with a 22-point lead here in women's college basketball. 66-44. Cassandra Solsky comes out here to Kylie Ashley. Ashley gets the ball into the hands of Tikalski. She throws up a three and her shot is up and in. Felicia Tikalski, that's her first three-pointer she's throwing up here tonight. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. 66-47. Here's Zenon with the ball. She takes the ball on the rack. Her shot no good, but she goes tumbling out of bounds. And Zenon will go to the free throw line here, being fouled in the play. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Felicia Tikalski. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 9 in Nebraska Wesleyan. Autumn Zenon to the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ballgame for the Broncos. This will be her first attempt at some free throws. 63% on the season. Her shot is up there, and her shot's going to be no good. Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Buescher checking out of the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Courtney Cook comes in there. Hastings leading by 19. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in by Autumn Zenon. She's now got 9 points in the ballgame. Zenon checks out. Here comes Chelsea Morton back into the ballgame for Hastings. The Broncos with a 20-point lead, 67-47. Pressure here in backcourt. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball, dribbling here. It's going to be Solsky with it. Solsky comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Ashley. She sumps it into the offensive zone as she moves it to the far side of the court. Now takes off, cuts it back to the hole. Her shot's going to be up there no good. Ashley is knocked down in the play, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Frankie Peterson. Peterson gets the ball over here to Chelsea Morton. The ball slapped loose. It goes out of bounds. Now we got an injured player back at the other end. It's going to be Kylie Ashley for Nebraska Wesleyan. So Kylie Ashley is down here for Nebraska Wesleyan at the opposite end. We're down to 8 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the basketball game as Hastings has got the lead over the Prairie Wolves in Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos will be off for a week, as at least the women's team is. They won't play again until next Wednesday. Hastings College men's basketball team has got that big matchup with Nebraska Kearney coming up on Sunday afternoon. That one will tip off at 2 o'clock. We have a special pregame show on Sunday. Pregame show will start at 1 with a tip-off at 2 o'clock. Nebraska Kearney coming to town, and it's going to be like a Hall of Fame weekend. They're going to be introducing a lot of the teams from way back when. In fact, the 63-64 men's basketball team going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame on Sunday afternoon. Also a member of that 63-64 team, so a lot of special things going on Sunday at the Osborne Sports Complex. Kind of an alumni weekend, so to speak, with a Hall of Fame celebration and all kinds of stuff. And Nebraska Kearney in town as they renew their rivalry in men's play. So play is back in here. Hastings has got a 20-point lead, 67-47. Cammie Breckman sends the ball inside to Williamson. Spins one way, then the other. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Left side of the lane. Now throws up a three. That one is going to be short, no good. In fact, an air ball. And the rebound comes down to Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos still maintaining that 20-point advantage. Driving down to the basket. A shot is up there, no good. And the foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be your first. And going to the free throw line will be Felicia Tikalski for Nebraska Wesleyan. She's got 6 points in the basketball game, a three and a two, and she's one out of two from the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. She'll get one more. Here comes Amanda Diaz into the ball game now. Diaz will play with four fouls. Going out will be Alexis Alberts. So Felicia Tikalski to the free throw line. Next one is up there. It's good. It's now 67-49. The Broncos with an 18-point lead. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tied up at 4 points apiece in the first half before Hastings went on a 9-0 run. And the Broncos have never trailed since then. There's Frankie Peterson on the ball down in the corner to Jackson. Sends it inside to Williamson. Back outside to Jackson. Jackson brings it to the top of the key. Now to Frankie Peterson. Inside the free throw circle to Williamson. Down low to Breckman. Shot off the window is good. Gammy Breckman scores. Gammy's now got 18 in the ball game for Hastings. The Broncos with a 20-point lead, 69-49. With 7.5 to play in this one. Courtney Cook drives the baseline, puts it up off the glass and scores. Courtney Cook now with 20 points in the contest here for Nebraska Wesleyan. 69-51 with 7:23 to play in the contest. Here comes Abby Jackson back for Hastings College. Bounce pass goes over to Chelsea Morton, who's receiving some additional bonus playing time here tonight. With Jamie Van Kirk on the bench taking the night off here tonight. There's Williamson. Her shot's going to be up there, partially deflected, and the ball is brought down by Courtney Cook. Outlet pass is going to be knocked loose away from Tikalski. Now a foul is going to be called. There in backcourt, it's going to go on Peterson. Peterson trying to knock the ball loose and is hit with a personal foul. Let's see. Now the official is going to talk. That was a battle of 2-24, so which 24 is it? Looks like it's going to go on Tikalski instead. Felicia Tikalski with a shove off here on Frankie Peterson. Lisa picks up her second personal foul. And Hastings College will play the ball in here on the near sideline. Abby Jackson will play it in as they get it into Samuelson. Down to Jackson. Jackson drives it down the left side of the lane, puts it up off the window. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Kicks it out there to Breckman. Not about the three. Takes it down on the baseline and the dribble, and now a foul is going to be called. It's going to be an offensive foul, a push-off foul there on Cammie Breckman on the drive. Breckman picks up her second personal foul. Hastings has got a 18-point lead, but not playing real well in this one here tonight. As they're facing the team that is in the cellar of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that is 0-7 in conference play. This is a team that's lost 11 games in a row. Courtney Cook has got the ball inside the free throw circle, now drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot over Sanderson up and in. Courtney Cook having a good ball game here against Hastings. She's got 22. It's 69-53. The Broncos with a 16-point lead. Samuelson with the ball again. Out to Williamson, top of the key, and now we've got a whistle. And another foul is going to be called. This is away from all the action again. It's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be on Lauren Ziegebein. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 10 on Nebraska Wesleyan. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Breckman. She's got 18 points in the ball game so far for the Broncos. Her shot is up there. It's good. That's her first free throw she's made tonight. She's now 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe. Hastings will play Nebraska Wesleyan in men's play coming up at 8 tonight. Second shot is up there. It is good by Breckman. 71-53. The Broncos have the lead as we approach the 6-minute mark here in the ball game at Snyder Arena. Bridget Boucher has got the ball. Boucher goes over there on the left side, dribbling with it over there. There's going to be Warren Ziegebein as he works against Abby Jackson. Ziegebein, left side of the lane, out to Amanda Diaz. Top of the key as they drop the ball down low. Tikalski, nice pass across the lane. The shot by Boucher is no good. The ball swatted around. It's picked up by Samuelson. Holly Samuelson down the right sideline. Gets the ball ahead now to Bruckman. Outside to Chelsea Morton. Drives it into the paint. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Williamson. Jams the basketball. Stripped away. Scramble is on. It's picked up by Wesley. But the outlet pass intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson, who leads it down here to Williamson. Shot good. Sierra Williamson gets her first field goal in the ball game. It's now 73-53. The Broncos again with a 20-point lead here in this one. 5.5 minutes to play in the contest from Snyder Arena. Driving down the lane is going to be Diaz. Their shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it won't count. They wave this one off. We got a foul on the way in. The personal is going to be whistled on Bruckman. That's going to be your third. A foul on the way in and going to the free throw line will be Amanda Diaz. Both teams over the 10-foul limit now here in the second half of play. So we got two free throws from Diaz. Her shot is up there and the shot no good. She'll have one more. Coming into the ball game now will be Chanel Farmer for Hastings College. Also coming in will be Zwiener. Williamson and Chelsea Morton will come to the bench. Going back to the free throw line for his second shot will be Diaz. Her shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. And the ball is lost out of bounds there by Nebraska Wesleyan. So they missed the free throw. And Hastings will play the ball in here in backcourt. 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in this one. Abby Jackson has got the ball for Hastings. Jackson here in backcourt working against Diaz. Brings it into the offensive zone. Chanel Farmer, high right side, lobs it into Zwiener. Nice pass there by Zwiener to Bruckman as she blows the layup, though. And the rebound battle for Courtney Cook grabs it. Her outlet pass is going to be deflected by Bruckman, and now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to go on Courtney Cook. That's going to be her third. So a nice pass by Zwiener. But the shot was missed there by Bruckman, and now Chanel Farmer goes to the free throw line after being fouled in the play by Cook. Farmer's free throw is up there. It's going to be good. Chanel's now got 7 points in the ball game for Hastings. That's her first free throw of the night. Chanel Farmer will have one more for Hastings. It's 74-53. Next shot is up there. It's going to be short. Farmer grabs the rebound. Farmer in three-point territory throws up the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Bruckman. He dribbles down the corner, comes out to Jackson, sends it inside down to Zwiener. She puts it up there and a shot good. Oral Zwiener now with 16 points in the ball game for Hastings. Broncos back out to a 22-point lead, 75-53. We're down to 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in this one. Diaz has got the ball, now to Bridget Boucher. Out here in three-point territory, Boucher sends it over on the wing on the left side to Tikalski. Throws up a three-pointer, shot no good. Tikalski grabs the rebound on the baseline and a foul is going to be called. A couple of players hit the deck down there, and the foul is going to be called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Looks like it's going to go on Felicia Tikalski. That's going to be her third foul. That's going to send Holly Samuelson to the free throw line for Hastings College. Samuelson knocked down a three earlier tonight. Has not shot a free throw. She has 6 out of 8 on the season from the charity stripe. Hastings has got a 23-point lead. Broncos led at halftime by 20. Top from the stripe is up there and in by Holly Samuelson. She'll get one more. So Holly's seeing additional playing time here tonight for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Samuelson, the 5'9" junior out of Gretna. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Samuelson. It's now 78-53. So the Broncos well on their way to their 10th straight win here tonight. Driving the baseline, putting up a shot and scoring on the play. There's Courtney Cook. Cook has got 24 points here against Hastings. Williamson, rather, Zwiener has got the ball inside. Her new shot is up and in. Nice pass by Abby Jackson. Sending that ball right inside to Zwiener, who banks it in off of the glass. She's got 18 points for the Broncos, and Hastings has put up an 80 spot here on the Nebraska Wesleyan. It is 80-55. Here's Diaz driving to the basket, and she's fouling to play. So Diaz will go to the free throw line here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Samuelson. That's going to be her third. Both teams over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. So Amanda Diaz goes to the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She'll have 2 shots here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Chelsea Morton. And coming out will be Cammie Bruckman. Hastings leading by a score of 80-56. Hastings looking for their 16th victory here in this ball game here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Diaz. It's now 80-57. Broncos have the lead. Abby Jackson has got the ball for Hastings. Trots it across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here to Farmer. High left side. Farmer lobs the ball inside to Zwiener. Zwinder kicks it out to Jackson. Wide open for three from the far sideline. Shot good. Abby Jackson, the former St. Cecilia Hawkette, knocks down a three-pointer from the right sideline. She's now got 10 points in the ballgame. Hastings out on top by a score of 83-57. There's Tikalski driving the ball, and a foul is going to be called. The foul's going to go on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be Chelsea's second. And going to the free throw line here is going to be Felicia Tikalski again. She has got 8 points in the ball game. She will have two shots. Her first one is up there. It's going to be good. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 campaign. Next shot by Tikalski is up there and in. She's now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. 83-59. Hastings College with the lead. 3.5 minutes to play here in this one. Here's Farmer with the ball. Gets it out here to Chelsea Morton at the top of the key. Chelsea moves it over to Jackson. High right side. Abby Jackson holding the ball high above her head. Jackson now dribbling the ball against Diaz. Sends it inside to Morton. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to a Busher from Nebraska Wesleyan. Busher gets the ball on the near sideline to Osolski. She brings it into the forecourt. Here's a lob pass down low. Cook grabs the ball. Her shot's no good, but she's fouling the play. Cook moving from the right corner toward the goal. They got it the ball. He couldn't finish there at the rim, but we got a personal foul called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Samuelson. That's going to be your fourth. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's good again by Courtney Cook, making a living there from the charity stripe here tonight. She's got 7 free throws in a row. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Alexis Albert for the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Emma Neal also checking in for the first time. There's a shot. It's going to be missed there, but the ball goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Broncos have a 23-point lead. They've pretty well maintained that 20-point halftime lead throughout much of the second half. Nebraska Wesleyan was able to cut the lead down to 16 at one point, added a little momentum with about 11 minutes to play, but Hastings has controlled this basketball game from the opening tip after we were tied up at 4 points apiece. Hastings went on a 9-0 run. It was see ya for the rest of the ballgame. There's Farmer. Nice pass down low to Giebers, who's into the ballgame now, and she's fouling the play. So we're seeing some playing time here out of Haley Giebers, a 6-foot freshman out of Superior, Nebraska. She made the trip on the trip here tonight for Hastings College. And she goes to the free throw line now. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The last personal foul went on Felicia Tikalski. That's going to be her fourth foul. Here comes a second shot by Giebers. And his up there is good. So Giebers hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings out on top now by a score of 84-60. With 2 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in this one. Here comes Alexis Albert with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Brings it up against the Farmer, who brings it across the midcourt stripe. Albert gets away, dribbles to the left side of the lane, kicks her back out to the top of the key to Neal. Emma Neal with the ball, takes it to the elbow, gets it over here on the wing on the right side. That's a Ziegenbein with the ball. Now she feeds down to Cook, and she'd be fouling the play. Oren Ziegenbein right here at the elbow, sent it down to Courtney Cook, and Courtney is making a living down there, roaming that baseline. She's got 25 points in the ball game. She has 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. Personal foul goes on Farmer. That's going to be number 5 on Chanel Farmer. And she fouled out of the ball game here with 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play. So Farmer leaves the contest with 7 points. Going to the free throw line will be Courtney Cook. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll have one more. Abby Ortmeyer comes into the ball game now for Hastings College, a 6-foot freshman out of West Point, Nebraska. So we're seeing a couple of freshmen here in this contest tonight. Giebers of Superior, Ortmeyer of West Point, Central Catholic. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Chelsea Morton has got the ball. Morton comes out here to Samuelson out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes inside to Giebers. Out in the corner, that's Morton with the ball. Now to Haley Giebers. There's a pass into the lane. A shot is taken there. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose, and it's picked up here by Wesleyan. They're down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings with a lead. Here's Osolski with a ball for 3. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball is rebounded here by Morton. Long pass down to 4. They get it to Ortmeyer. She drives, shoots. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson for Hastings. Down to Morton. Down on the right sideline. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Emma Neal. And now we've got a timeout called for some substitutes to come in here. So we got some substitutes coming in now for Nebraska Wesleyan. We're going to see everybody in this one in the final couple of minutes of the contest. Libby Hinsky is going to come in. Hinsky is a 5'10" and senior out of Wakefield, Nebraska. We're down to a minute and 47 seconds to play in women's college basketball tonight. Hastings dominating this one, 84-61. Got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Here's Salsky with the ball. Salsky picked up over here as the Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. Salsky gives it away to Hinsky. She moves it down the baseline. The ball's going to be poked away, and Hastings grabs it. Holly Samuelson has got it on the Wesleyan turnover. That's 25 turnovers now on the Hastings College here in the ball game. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive scoring zone as they work with it now with about 90 seconds to play. Here's Abby Ortmeier with the ball. She takes it down the left side of the lane, and her shot is up and in. Ortmeier gets the field goal to go down there for Hastings College, and it's now 86-61. So freshman making the trip here to Lincoln tonight, getting some playing time. Salsky for three, puts it up there from the top of the key. Her shot no good. Rebound is chased down here in the corner by Albert. Gets the ball now, driving for the hole. There's a shot by Neal that's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and now a traveling violation is called. Ortmeier had it, but she fell down in the lane there for the Broncos, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. Look at the Broncos now with eight turnovers in the contest. And in the ball game now for Wesleyan will be Sydney Volk. She's a junior out of Beaver Crossing, Nebraska, so everybody is seeing some playing time here tonight for both of these teams. So Hastings decidingly ahead here in this one. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in on the baseline. That's going to be Hinsky with the ball. Hinsky's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Chelsea Morton, coming back the other way for Hastings. She drives to the hole. Her shot is up and in. Nice move to the basket there by Chelsea Morton of Hastings. Getting around the defender and taking it right to the hole. Wesleyan with a turnover. They're 26th in the ball game. There's a shot in the lane there. It's going to be no good by Volk. And now we got a foul called. It's going to go on Ortmeier of Hastings. That's going to be your first. Sydney Volk will go to the free throw line now for Nebraska Wesleyan. 88-61. We've got 30.8 seconds to play here in this one. Shot from the stripe is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And Volk will have one more shot here for Wesleyan. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short, so she misses a pair. And the rebound comes down to Samuelson. So Hastings going to win their 10th straight ball game here tonight. They're going to go to 16-2 after this one. They'll play the best game here tonight, but they've got to win. Here's Kelly Bossart with the ball, the freshman out of Wood River, Nebraska, seeing first playing time in a while. Samuelson has got the ball with 13 seconds to play. Chelsea Morton, free throw line extended right side, comes out to Bossart, top of the key, over to Chelsea Morton. Morton moves it inside the free throw circle, over to Ortmeier, throws up a three, her shot no good, and that's the ball game. So Hastings College Broncos come to Lincoln tonight. Maybe not their A number one game, but it was good enough to beat Nebraska Wesleyan, the cellar dwellers in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. Hastings College knocks off Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 88-61. So Wesleyan is going to lose their 12th straight game. They're now 1-12 in the season. Wesleyan drops to 0-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after this one. Hastings College will improve to 16 wins and 2 losses on the season. The Broncos are now 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good, Hastings wins it here tonight in Lincoln at Snyder Arena. Final score, Hastings 88, Nebraska Wesleyan 61. Back with a recap after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College women's basketball team wins the opener here tonight at Snyder Arena as they knock off Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 88-61. Hastings a big favorite here in the ball game here tonight, and they showed it. Nebraska Wesleyan had a tough time keeping up with Hastings tonight. In fact, Wesleyan turned the ball over 26 times against the Bronco defense. It was 4-4 early in the ball game. Hastings then went on a 9-0 run to open up a 13-4 lead. Hastings led by 10 for the first time at 20-10. With about 9 minutes to go in the first half, and then Hastings got out to a 20-point lead by halftime, 43-23. Wesleyan cut the lead down to 16 at one point in the second half. It's 60-44, but could not get any closer than that. And Hastings rolls to the victory here tonight, 88-61 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings led by as many as 27 points there in the ball game tonight. The Broncos getting 20 points in the ball game from Cammie Breckland tonight. Breckland knocks down 2 3-pointers. She had 6 other field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Breckland finishes with 20 points to lead the Broncos in scoring tonight. Laurel Zwiner, she contributed 18 points. Zwiner had 6 field goals, and she was 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Other scores for Hastings in double figures: Frankie Peterson, she had 3 field goals, and she was 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. She had 11 points in the game. Abby Jackson, she comes up with 10 points. Abby hit a 3-pointer, had 3 2-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Autumn Zenon, she finishes with 9 points tonight. She had 4 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 7 points for Chanel Farmer. She had 3 field goals, 1 of 2 from the stripe. She fouled out with 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in this one. Holly Samuelson played extensive minutes here tonight for Hastings. In fact, she played 17 minutes, scores 5 points. She had a 3-pointer, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Some other scores in the ball game tonight: Chelsea Morton, she had a field goal for 2 points. We had Sierra Williamson scoring 3 points in the ball game. She had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Haley Giebers also got into the contest here tonight for Hastings. She hit 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Abby Ortmeier saw some playing time, a couple of minutes, and she scores 2 points here for Hastings College. But again, the 4 players in double figures for the Broncos: Cammie Breckland scoring the 20 points. Laurel Zwiner had 18, Frankie Peterson had 11, and Abby Jackson had 10 points to base the Broncos offense tonight as they put up 88 points on the Prairie Wolves here tonight. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they were led by Courtney Cook. She scores 26 points in the ballgame. She had 9 field goals, and she was 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. So a good performance there by Courtney Cook. She was a player that had been averaging only about 9 points per ball game. She hits for 26 against Hastings. In fact, she had a double-double in the contest here tonight. 26 points and 10 rebounds for Courtney Cook. The other scorers in double figures: Amanda Diaz, she had 10 points tonight. She had 3 field goals, and she was 4 out of 6 in the free throw line. Alicia Tikalski, the leading scorer, had 10 points. She had a 3 and a 2, and she was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. The other scores for Nebraska Wesleyan: Bridget Buescher, she had 8 points. 4 points for Kylie Ashley, 2 for Lauren Ziegebein, and 1 point tonight for Alexis Alberts. Hastings College wins it in women's college basketball tonight by the score of 88-61. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in this ball game right after this.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Again, between games here tonight at Snyder Arena, the Hastings College women picking up the win in the opener by a score of 88-61 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Shooting numbers in the ball game here tonight. Hastings ended up shooting only 38% from the field. They were 32 out of 84 for 38.1%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 20 out of 47 for 42.6%. Hastings hitting 4 out of 18 from three-point range for 22%. Nebraska Wesleyan just 1 out of 9 for 11%. Hastings was 20 out of 27 from the free throw line for 74%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 20 out of 31 for 64%. Hastings out-rebounding Nebraska Wesleyan tonight 51 to 37. The Broncos with 23 offensive rebounds, 28 on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan with only 5 offensive rebounds, 32 on defense. Hastings turns the ball over 10 times here tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan 26. Hastings with 2 block shots and 17 steals in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan had 2 block shots and 5 steals. Hastings College wins it tonight by a score of 88-61 over Nebraska Wesleyan, as the Broncos have won 10 games in a row now. And Hastings sitting at 16-2 on the season. They're 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. As head coach Kerry Hofstetter will join us here quickly in between game signs. We get set for the men's game here in just a couple of minutes. And Kerry, not your A-1 game. I guess you can't complain about a 27-point win, but there's plenty of things to really be concerned about tonight, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those games. It's a little bit difficult to play because, you know, we played a lot of kids. And so sometimes you have kids in there that are playing, you know, different spots than maybe they normally do, or you know, just getting used to kind of playing with some different kids. So, overall, you know, we didn't shoot the ball particularly well tonight. Probably a little bit more physical than what we've been allowed to play over the last few weeks. So that was a little bit of an adjustment. Our post players were a little bit tentative to be as physical in the first part of the game, and then I thought the last 10 minutes or so of the game we looked more like, you know, we have been in the last couple of weeks.
Hastings are winning on a 9-0 run to get out to a 13-4 lead in the first half of play. And then after that, you guys kind of took control of the ball game, led by 20 at halftime. Got the lead up to 27 at one point. The only time Wesleyan makes a run was they got it down to 16 at one point in the second half. But you guys are pretty well in control most of the way.
Yeah, you know, we kind of extend the lead a little bit, and then we, you know, let them back in it a little bit. We fouled too much tonight, I thought. We were a little bit late in our rotations and covering things up. We tried to do a couple of things, just to work on a couple of things a little bit differently today. So that might have been a little bit of it. But, you know, we shot the ball well at times when we needed to, made some runs, got some easy buckets in transition. Our press worked just well enough to get some easy looks. But they have a couple of young post players that are going to be pretty good, I think.
Yeah, Courtney Cook tonight for Wesleyan. She scores 26 points and grabs 10 rebounds. She worked the baseline. They got her the ball and went to the free throw line of bunks tonight.
Yeah, we didn't do a great job there. She's a good player, and she made some great plays. Our rotations, again, were a little messed up. We were guarding a ball screen. She got a lot of pick and roll stuff early, and second half we fixed that, but then she scored on us in some different ways. She got to the foul line quite a bit, so you know, it's one of those deals where we need to look at the film and make sure that doesn't happen the next time we play.
Saw some different people in the ball game tonight with Jamie on the sideline. Chelsea Morton got extended minutes today. Holly Samuelson also saw extended minutes here today, and then saw a couple of your freshman players that made the trip to get in the ball game here tonight.
Yeah, you know, Chelsea and Hallie are good players, you know, and Chelsea, you can tell probably by watching her that her knee's getting to where she can move laterally really well, and she's ready. Yeah, and she played well tonight for us. Both her and Hallie, I thought, gave us really good minutes. You know, with Jamie out, that opens up a lot of minutes. So They did a good job, and it was good to get our young kids in there at the end of the game. It's a good experience for them, and just a good opportunity to see the floor.
Now you've got a whole week. You won't play this week, and you got a whole week to get ready for the stretch run that we kind of talked about in the pregame show with three ranked teams, actually four ranked teams coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it'll be a stretch where there's lots of challenges. I think our kids are looking forward to it. What we need to do is make sure we clean some stuff up and rest and make sure we're ready to go for Midland next Wednesday.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Great, thanks.
Yep, Kerry Hofstetter again. Hastings winning easily tonight as they beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 88-61. They led 43-23 at halftime here tonight. We'll take a break and come back. We're going to chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gabers as we sneak closer to tip-off time for the men's game here tonight at Snyder Arena. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.